the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Friday edition of the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, week three is going to be rowdy. It's going to be raucous. And hopefully it's going to post a lot of crooked numbers on the scoreboard because, according to DK Sportsbook, there are several games with totals over 50. So it could be a prop bet bonanza if you are, like me, somebody who loves to chase the over on virtually everything. So what game, what matchup in particular are you looking forward to most this weekend?
Washington and Cleveland. No, I'm kidding. I'll tell you what, Brad, there's a couple. First of all, I'm going to leave the Monday night game out of it because I think we're all looking forward to that one. And we know that we'll talk about the Monday nighter on Monday's edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. But I will tell you that there's two I think I'm looking forward to. The first one is Vegas and New England because I want to see just how serious this Raiders team is. And I want to see whether Cam Newton can continue what we have seen from him within the first couple of weeks. And then, oddly enough, the other one that I'm really looking forward to is Dallas and Seattle. I think the afternoon game that'll take place, that one I think is going to be kind of fun. I think it's got the pew, 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 as we said on the TV show, shootout appeal in the afternoon on Sunday. But I'm also looking forward to the boys and the Hawks.
I am too, because that game, as you mentioned, with the gun-toting sound there, is going to live up to all the expectations. I mean, that game could be like 40-37 when it's all said and done, based on the just the prolificness of both of these offenses, particularly through the air. And Detroit, Arizona, man, I'm telling you, you might want to have an oxygen tank nearby because that game is going to take your damn breath away. It is going to be fast-paced. It is going to be like a UNLV running Rebels basketball in the 1990s, just up and down, zipping, zipping, zipping. There could be 100-plus points scored. Who the hell knows? But I'm betting on the over everything, and maybe that's going to be a foreshadow of today's Fade 5 as we're going to focus on my favorite player props posted right now across DraftKings Sportsbook. And look, if you want to get on all the action on today's podcast, maybe some of the totals in this weekend's NFL games, maybe some college football, as the SEC is going to be getting underway this weekend, you can do all of that right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And add the excitement of week three of the NFL, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DK Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store right now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. Whatever you want to do. If you want to bet on the lousy Giants against the mass shooting of San Francisco, you could smash it with a buck. If you're a new user, you sign up, you use that promo code FTN. The Giants win. And probably, and you win $100 in return. That's all you got to do. So don't worry, and if football isn't your jam, DraftKings is also giving all you MMA fans the same great offer to use for this weekend's UFC 253 matchups. Same deal. Pick a fighter, put a dollar on that fighter. A dollar could turn into 100 if that fighter wins and if you are a new user. So, again, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during Week 3, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win a hundo when you use promo code FTN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Let's get to Friday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, kicking things off. It's mandatory Montgomery, you jack wagons. And you might say to yourself, well, Brad, your boy, mandatory Montgomery, he's svelte. He trimmed some of that baby fat. He's got a lot of bounce, a lot of pep in the step. He looks like a completely different running back. That does tend to happen for guys when they go from year one to year two. And maybe it's all happening here, Lundy. And I'm not even going to focus on rushing yards because I'm worried about the game script getting negative for the Chicago Bears going up against a desperate Atlanta club, still licking its wounds from their improbable collapse against the Dallas Cowboys last week. I think Atlanta is going to maybe, you know, dismantle my Bears and handily in this game. And that's why I'm on mandatory Montgomery over 15.5 receiving yards at minus 112. Look, Monty went 1 for 10 opening week action against Detroit, but remember, he's coming off that groin injury, saw a limited snap share. Then last week, really dominated the workload for the Chicago Bears in the backfield, and you saw his receiving game ratchet up, going 3 for 45 and a touchdown through the air against the G-men. Atlanta gave up 6 for 45 and 2 receiving touchdowns to Chris Carson in week 1, and 6 receptions and 33 yards, no touchdown to Zeke Elliott last week. Again, my gut says negative game script, which means Monty could see 3, 4, 5 targets in this one. He could do this on a single reception. I am smashing the over again on 15.5 receiving yards. Vader, follow.
Oh, I'll follow on this one for sure, because I think it's going to be a negative game script. I'm right there with you. I think that, you know, Atlanta is licking their wounds, but at the same time, we know this is an offensive team. We know they can move the ball up and down the field. I think they can do that against Chicago. And if Trubisky winds up in that negative game script, we're going to see a lot of pass attempts. We're going to see a lot of targets spread out. And I do think that some of those wind up with David Montgomery, especially because the Falcons have been susceptible to the back out of the backfield. So, yes, give me the over, because I think that's an easy number for him to hit.
Bet on Montgomery. It's mandatory.
Number 4.
All right, let's go out to the desert in a game again that I'm really zeroing in on, because I'm excited to see Kyler Murray go toe-to-toe with Matthew Stafford. Defense at a premium for both of these franchises, particularly for Detroit on the ground, and that's why I like the over on 73.5 rush yards for Kenyon Drake. Now, some people out there in fantasy land are disappointed with Drake's early season production, but man, he is getting a lion's share of the opportunities. 69% of the opportunity share specifically. He's only seen a stack front, 8 or more men in the box, 11.1% of the time. That speaks to DeAndre Hopkins. That speaks to Kyler Murray and the effectiveness of this Arizona Cardinals vertical attack. And you look at Detroit, they are the fourth worst team in run-stop win rate, tracked by ESPN Analytics. They've given up 6.6 yards per carry to the running back position, Lundy. And I know Arizona has, you know, struggled somewhat in terms of adjusted line yards allowed, that offensive line number 22 in that category. But based on the volume, based on the delectable matchup, based on the fact that these teams are going to be moving up the field at a brisk pace, I think Kenyon Drake, in what will be a tightly contested game, I think Arizona wins it in the end. I think he surges just past this 73.5 rush yards mark, which would be consecutive weeks they do hit the over on this number. Fade or follow me on that.
It's Detroit and Arizona. For crying out loud, take the over in everything. Take the over in the number of beers I'm going to have over the course of that game. Over, over, over. This has track meet written all over it. I think both of these teams coming out wanting to show something offensively, and I think that getting Kenyon Drake involved, especially early on, I could easily see, Brad, him already being, say, even 48, maybe 53, 54 yards by the time we get to halftime.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be one of those that, yeah, he may not cross that 73.5 mark until we get into the third quarter, but I think he's going to be sitting comfortably there by the time we get to halftime, and therefore your prop bet, you'll be kicking back with your feet up, or in my case, with, you know, surrounded by the wounded soldiers of my dead beer cans, and enjoying this one. So yeah, we're going to take the over easily in this game.
Love the Drake.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to our monkeyknifefight.com. Monkey Knife Fight prop of the day, of course, presented by monkeyknifefight.com. Go to that website right now. Smash that promo code FTN. If you're a new user, you will get a free $5 game on the house. Monkeyknifefight.com is really simple to do. Maybe you're not in a legal jurisdiction where you have the luxury of playing a DraftKings sportsbook. Well, if you like the player prop action, that's what Monkey Knife Fight is. You're not going against sharks in the water. You're going against the house. It's a simple more or less game. Really easy. Just kind of parlay them together. And if you hit them, whether on the over or the under, the more or the less, you score some cold, hard cash in return. So again, use that promo code FTN at monkeyknifefight.com to get your free $5 game on the house. Joe Mixon, a guy that has really struggled here out of the gates, 71.5 rush yards as Cincinnati travels to the city of brotherly love to face Fletcher Cox and company in the trenches with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I am smashing the under in this one. Cincinnati, that offensive line, well-documented their struggles. Number 27 in adjusted line yards allowed so far this season. What's crazy about Mixon, you know, just a 2.34 yak per attempt. He's forced a missed tackle 20% of the time, which is noteworthy. He's only seen a stack front 8.57% of his carries, yet he is not getting appreciable gains. I think Philadelphia is going to stack the line. I think Joe Mixon is going to struggle once again because Cincinnati couldn't open a hole for a ferret right now. And the Eagles have done a really good job manning the holes and plugging those gaps, giving up just 3.71 yards per carry to running back so far this season. And the defensive line, number 8 in adjusted line yards allowed. So, again, I am on the under, 71.5 rush yards from Mixon. I think he'll be lucky to sniff 60 in this one. Fade or follow?
Oh, I'll follow as well. I mean, look, do you remember week 2? Do you remember how he had a carry at the 1 yard line and lost 4 yards?
Yeah.
I mean, for crying out loud, he just cannot get going. And look, I'm going to put some of it on him. I will. I think he's just not performing well. I think if you're a fantasy owner of Mixon, you're obviously frustrated. But this offensive line just cannot do anything for him. And that's part of the problem. And really, until you start to see that offense get better, until you start to see Joe Burrow with a little bit more accuracy, getting the ball down the field, you're right. These teams are going to continue to stack the front, and they're going to bog it all up. But the problem is, Brad, what we were just talking about, they don't even have to bog it up to cause him problems. So yes, this number is way too high for me. I'm with you. I think he's going to be lucky to get to 60. So this feels like a comfortable under.
Bengals be bungling.
Number 2.
All right, let's go back to DraftKings Sportsbook and let's work on another player prop on a different running back. And this one could be a bolt from the blue. At least he has been so far this season. Joshua Kelly, rookie out of UCLA, working in tandem with Austin Eckler. And I'm taking the over at 51.5 rush yards against, one of those teams like Cincinnati, like Jacksonville, really like the Lions defense, and they're running for the honor, and I'm putting that in air quotes, honor of being the Hello Kitties of the NFL defensively. That is the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers this season have given up 4.9 yards per carry to opposing rushers, 185 total yards per game, and 6 combined touchdowns. That was surrendered to Tampa and Vegas backs. Kelly has got a vigorous workload here in 2 games, 37 touches, Lundy, though just 2.71 yak per attempt and forcing a missed tackle only 13.5% of the time. But behind this offensive line, which has performed at a top 10 level, I think he gets another 17, 18 touches in this one. Ball control, rookie quarterback under center, and they're going to take advantage of what the defense gives them and usually is very giving in the trenches. So again, I am over Joshua Kelly, 51.5 rush yards. Fade or follow?
I will follow. I think he sneaks just past this number, though. I don't think this is one that he just smashes completely. There's also, obviously, you can jump out there, find the lines on his total yards, rushing and receiving combined. Mm. You could also keep an eye on that if you think he's going to be heavily involved within this offense. But yes, he has been a nice bolt out of the blue, as you said, for this team. So is Justin Herbert. Go Beavers. Ducks. But nonetheless, I think this is going to be a fun one. I'm also looking forward to this game. I think this will be another fun one. We were talking about what we're looking forward to in week 3. I continue to be impressed by what Anthony Lynn and the Chargers are doing.
Cash with Kelly.
Number 1.
All right, last and certainly not least, let's work in. Yeah, Seattle. Yeah, we did it. Yeah, go Hawks. Yeah. Russell Wilson. 287.5 pass yards in a game that Lundy's really looking forward to. I am it as well. In the afternoon session, as the Seattle Seahawks host the Dallas Cowboys, with a total in the mid 50s in the total on Russell Wilson pass yards, 287.5. And I am hammering the over on this one as well. Look, Dallas, the 7th worst in pass rush win rate, according to ESPN Analytics. Dallas also number 14 in pressures per dropback based on the FTN Daily tool that we just unveiled this week. Check it out at ftndaily.com. Russell Wilson's averaged 305 pass yards per game over 2 contests, 9.7 YPA. That's the 2nd highest among signal callers so far this season. Number 2 in deep ball completion percentage. He went for 322 against Atlanta and improbably 288 against the McCourties and Stephon Gilmore of New England in that spectacular showing and showdown between him and Cam Newton last Sunday night. So I don't see how he falls short of 300 in this game, Lundy, given the shortcomings of this Dallas defense and knowing how white-hot Wilson is. And when you have DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett to chuck the ball to downfield, it's an embarrassment of riches. Fade or follow me, Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited, on the over 287.5 pass yards.
If he can beat this number against the Pats, he can do it against the Cowboys. I mean, their defense right now, there is no John Wayne. It's the kid with the horse head on a stick with like the felt hat. Like, that's their defense right now. It is not impressive at all, and they just cannot seem to click. And Russell Wilson, with the way he is firing through the first 2 weeks, tells me that he can exploit that defense down the field. And yes, if you can do this against New England, you can do it against Dallas. I'll take the over.
Maximize that matchup, and hopefully you'll make some money in the end. And that is a wrap on today's edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow us on Twitter, me at Noisy Huevos, Lundy at Nate Lundy. Drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly, for this fine program. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S. Get 10% off your subscription today. And as always, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the noise.